Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hello.
Hello, hello.
Yo, what up?
What's up?
Okay. Welcome, everyone, to an interesting episode of Blog Talk Radio. Episode of The Menu, I should say. We're kind of confuzzled at the moment. I'm kind of out in the street, and Big Red is at home chilling. What up, Big Red? How you doing?
I'm good. I'm sitting here chilling, you know, ready to get into this topic.
Yeah, I want to thank Ms. Pam Lamb for my technical advisor right now that's handling the switchboard and stuff like that. Thanks, Pam.
Thanks, Pam. Thank you.
And so welcome, everybody. Blog Talk Radio is another episode of The Menu. What up? What up, Red?
What's up? Nothing, just once again, just trying to maintain it out here in these wicked streets. You know, we had a little wicked storm going on here, and, you know, it just was up and down. One minute we got snow, then the next minute we had hail, and then we had rain, and then it went back to snow, and then we had ice the next day. We were doing the ice capades, you know, all over the place. And unfortunately, I had to be out in it, and that's not really good for me, because, you know, I wasn't trying to break nothing.
Yeah, because it don't heal the same. It don't heal the same.
No, not when you're over 40. It sure enough don't heal the same. Younger, you do it, and you're good. When you're older, it's like things just don't snap back like it used to.
Oh, sure don't.
Don't snap back like it used to. So what's up with you? How's everything on your end?
I'm all right. Kind of caught up right now. I'm in the middle of working, actually. I was supposed to be out early and get done early, but apparently didn't work out like that. It just didn't work out like that. So
that's how it goes sometimes. So
yeah, I'm in the mix. I already had somebody some person called me a Negro in Spanish. So.
Oh, wow. Well, how did they say, well, how was that? A Negro in Spanish? What?
Yeah, I was like, wow, okay. Then, you know, I mean, you stand in the street, you know, I need to park. You got to move, and they didn't want to move.
Right, well, how they going to call attitude. You a name and they stand in the middle of the street? I don't understand that one.
I don't understand that either. I don't understand either, but I mean, it is what it is.
I guess they feel they got bump. You know, I guess they must have bumpers on their bodies somewhere. So.
Maybe.
Or they like elastic. What was that cartoon back? Elastic Man, or Baby Class, or what?
Yeah. It was Plastic Man, something like that. Yeah, I don't know. For any of them, all right. So our topic for tonight. I also wanted to speak on that little situation pertaining to the kids jumping the dude, but I didn't do enough reading of the story, so I don't think we're really going to get into it too much because from what I see, it was about some dude who apparently they say was offering to help pay for, like some guys, there were some kids, they were short on paying for some fast food, and he offered to help them out, and then they told him, "Shut up, mind your business," and all of a sudden, meanwhile, there's no audio that I know of, but this is just everything that just is being said, and then all you see is a bunch of black kids jumping what's supposed to be a white dude.
I haven't seen that as of yet, so I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about. Like I said, I didn't hear any audio. Kind of put their own captions to it from what I saw on Facebook. And on top of that, like I said, I don't know the real story. I don't know if the guy said something to piss them off. I don't know what happened. So I guess we're not even going to get into that. But we're going to get into what we do know.
Yeah.
And the topic for tonight is, why do some women choose to keep the fathers that want to be fathers away from their children? Did you like the title? Did you like the title I put up there?
Yeah, I did. It was very, you know,
it made me emotional.
Well, it should, and it's you know, it's appropriate, you know, because which I'm gonna start it off. It's just disgusting because if the father wants to be in the child's life, let the father do what he has to do. That's what he's there for. That's what you made that child for. Or the person who made the child, like I said, nobody's saying that that person is perfect. Nobody's saying they're going to be perfect. But you know what? And the child doesn't know that until they get a certain age and they find those things out for themselves. And then at that point, you let them have the choice of whether they want to be bothered or not.
Exactly.
If it's to a point where the child will be in danger, that's different. Now, that's a totally different thing if this child is around this person and this person is a danger to themselves, not only to themselves, but the child also and maybe anybody else around them. All right, that's a different story. But you know what?
Yeah,
if you know that this person hasn't did anything... This person hasn't done anything. Well, they got to do their job, so. So, if you know that this person is just, all right, you and this person just don't get along for whatever reason, then don't worry about that. That shouldn't be a concern. Your child is there. Your child should know who, you know, have that interaction with the parent, period. It shouldn't be no whole bunch of stuff behind it.
Well, I mean, we already know, like, there's some serious, like, all right, I agree, I totally agree 100%. If there is a situation where you have some type of abuse going on or the dude is just an a-hole, then, yeah, I get it. You know, he doesn't need to be around the kids. But, all right, when it get down to the get down of it, and you got a dude that's being responsible, just because the relationship doesn't work out between you and the father doesn't mean that he doesn't have a right to see his kid, or his kid is supposed to feel the same way that you feel about him. Like, that doesn't make sense.
Right, absolutely. And that's the main problem that I have with these females. And I'm not saying that it didn't happen before, but that's the main problem that I have. Well, I'm not going to say the problem with females these days. That's just the main problem that I have with a woman doing that, period. Like I said, I've been there because, of course, I have, children, and I've dealt with somebody that I didn't necessarily want to be bothered with. But you know what? I never stopped his child from having a interaction with him, and for some reason, and you know, the other sad part about it is when the other party doesn't see, they don't even see it. That listen, I could keep this child. I could keep this child away from you, but I don't. I'm not doing that. But my thing is, just stay in your place, and you won't have to worry about me even doing anything like that. But if you stay in your place, that won't happen. You know, that won't happen. But even if it's to that point of that, I'm still not going to be an a-hole and say, all right, he's doing this and doing that. I'm going to still let you see your kid.
Well, I mean, that's good. And that's cool. And, you know, that's really how, you know, things should kind of roll. But it doesn't always go that way in the real world, because, like I said, somebody has to be punished. Because we're not together, somebody has to be punished.
Right.
You know, because you may be cheated on me, somebody has to be punished.
Right.
And, you know, the situation can go another way because you can also have, you know, men that may have custody of the kid that can turn around and flip the script and do the same thing.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely. And my thing is with, the thing is, like I said, with women, you know, sometimes it's hurt. I don't, you know, sometimes, it's a, like I said, it's a variety of things, but when they purposely say, I'm not going to let my child be around this man, or I'm not going to let my child see her, he's or her dad, that's a personal thing. That's something that you're doing personally because you are trying to hurt that person, and it's like for the life of me, and I still don't, I can't conjure in my head why do you think that hurts. Not saying that it don't hurt the person, but that person is an adult, and they can handle it a certain way. Like certain people, like some, you know, males or females or whatever, whichever the situation is, sometimes they can't handle it. And it's like you got that much venom and hate in your heart for that person that you want to hurt them like that, stress them out, keep them away from the child that they've seen or they know that they have, or they've seen this child and been around this child, and you're going to keep them away because you're hurt. So you figure, if I'm hurt, I'm hurting everybody. That's an evil person right there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Some people don't see it that way. You know, some people really just don't see it that way.
Right. That's just being plain evil. And you know what?
Yeah.
No good is going to come out of that. Come out of that at all. No good ever comes out of something like that. Because not only are you doing that out of, like I said, just being out of malice, but you know what? You're hurting your child. And when that child starts, and once again, I don't care what man you get afterwards or whatever and how many other children you have, that child is going to know that, listen, I don't look like the rest of these kids. I don't look like this one or that one. Or I know this man, they're going to feel that, I know this man is not my father. And children that are a little older or they've been around their dad and then all of a sudden you don't see them, they're not stupid. And they're going to say straight on, listen, this is not my dad. Where's my dad? Where's this one? Where's people that they know they have seen these people, but they may not be able to remember right now. But as they get older, you remember stuff as you get older. And you might be like, well, where's this person at that I used to be around? Like, where are they? So they're going to start asking questions. And that's what, you know, women don't realize. It's like, stop using your hurt. Stop putting your hurt off on your child because you've been hurt by this person, or you've been hurt by other people in your life. So you're gonna put this hurt on you. Somebody has to, like I always say, somebody has to break that cycle. It's a cycle, and it has to be broken somehow.
Well, that's the thing. It's hard for the cycle to be broken if certain people just continue with the habits.
Mm-hmm.
And if you continue with the habit, like, nothing is really going to change.
Right.
What I'm saying?
And I'll put it, and maybe some people don't know how to break the cycle, and I get that. But you have to, my thing is, if you love your child so much, so you say, and you decide, oh, my kid, and I'm going to do this for my kid, okay, but you're so busy putting the aspect of their always talking about the physical, about in terms of clothing or material, rather, not physical but material, but what about their mental health? What about their mental state?
Well, they don't think about that because you got to remember, look at the mental state of the person
right. That's
doing what they're doing.
Right, their mental state ain't right. So why would they think about the child's mental state? That doesn't
exactly make
any sense. That is just like. And once again, that's just being plain out and out selfish. Once again, like I said, I understand how that goes. But once again, I'm gonna give the child the choice of whether they want to be bothered as they get older, if they see certain things. And you know, I've had friends of mine that, you know, have said things in front of their kids and like really straight out dogging the dad in front of the kid, and I had to tell one of my friends, like, yo, don't do that. And she was like, oh, she already, I said, no, And she was, my friend, her daughter was young at that time. I was like, don't do that. I said, because the thing is, you're already putting something in her head that she's not going to feel the same way when it comes to her dad. I said, then again, you're already putting something in her head, and then you're going to make her feel a way about her father that she may not have had. She may not have had that feeling if you didn't put that in her head.
This is true.
At the end of the day, that's still her dad, no matter whether she like him, love him, or whatever. That's still her dad. But let her have that. Let her see certain things that maybe you can't. Let her see certain things if she's going to see them. Like, I had another friend, not a friend, but her, the daughter I was friends with, not friends with, but I knew her when I was living in my old building, and she, you know, her mother would come to visit. Now, I noticed she had lived with her grandmother. She didn't live with her mother too much. The little girl ain't lived with her mother too much. She lived more with her grandmother. So when the mother would come to visit, I would speak to her, and I would see her. We would talk a little bit, and she had, me and her had a conversation. She was like, oh, you know, her father's, is coming to see her today. I said, okay, that's nice. She was like, no. She's like, I can't stand him. This, that, and that. I said, well, she don't feel like that. I said, you know, that's the way it goes. She was like, oh, and I do everything for her, and her father don't do nothing. She said, every time, she was like, when she mentions the father's coming, you know, the girl gets excited. I said, that's her father. I said, that's her father. You can't, especially with females, you can't break that. That's a bond that you're not going to be able to break.
Oh, no. Yeah, I mean, I know that very well.
Right.
Experienced it. You know, my kid's mother tried that, and it didn't work. It,
right.
Actually, what it did was just make the relationship between me and my
right.
daughter stronger. And as she got older, she turned around and saw that, you know, saw everything that her mother was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my daughter was young. And I think she was around 5 years old, and she had asked me, like, why does everybody not like you? Like, that, and I was like, wow. Like, you know, from whatever her mother was saying to whoever who her mother was seeing was probably saying, her grandfather, well, you know, like certain individuals. Like, her
mm-hmm.
grandmother was always, you know, in my corner. Like, she knew the deal. But
mm-hmm.
the grandfather, you know, and one of her brothers and, you know, just her, my daughter's mother in general just had this attitude. And it wasn't because, and now let's get this straight, it wasn't because of anything about being a deadbeat. Because there hasn't been a day where I took off from being a father.
Right.
Never. Never. Like,
even
I,
when you ain't around,
always,
are you a father? How about that?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? I was never a deadbeat. See, some people look at, when they talk deadbeat, they think about money.
Right. Exactly.
And
it's not only that. It's not only about that.
Until I was kicked out. I lived in a household until I was kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I was kicked out for, not because I did something, just because she just wanted to do her. She got a little job. She became a cop. She got her job. She felt herself because she got a badge, and she wanted to do her.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, you know, I wasn't any good anymore.
Right.
Well, if I'm no good for you no more, that's okay. But we do have a child together.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And she wanted to, you know, and I'm sure she was telling a lot of people, because, you know, there's some women out there that run the bullshit story.
Mm-hmm.
They got co-signers. Yeah, they need somebody to co-sign it. Oh, he ain't this, he ain't that. Meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
I'm here with my daughter chilling. While you talking junk, me and my daughter sitting up there watching, eating Honey Nut Cheerios, watching Caillou.
Caillou.
But you, yeah, exactly. But you're talking about, oh, he ain't number around. He ain't this, he ain't that.
Oh, yeah,
he don't do nothing for the kids. Like,
they,
yeah, okay.
Because she got the, because these women, they get co-signers, and they get, you know, that they get that audience that they looking for. Because once again, a lot of them chicks ain't never had any. Let me tell you something. And I learned this from basically from my granddaughter's, her mother.
Mm-hmm.
I think she got pregnant for attention, and I think that's what a lot of women do sometimes. They get pregnant for that attention. And then once the baby gets pregnant for that attention from either the father or people or whatever, then once the baby get here, then the attention is over, because guess what? You're no longer the spotlight. Now it's the baby. Because I remember being pregnant with my oldest, and you know, everybody, baby, rubbing on the stomach and this, that, and other. Then once the baby came, it's like everybody forgot about me, and everybody, oh, how's the baby? Nobody said, well, how are you doing? How are you okay? It was, how's the baby? Oh, he's so cute. And they run, sometimes they'll see me walking the street, run right to the store, don't even speak to me. But see, a selfish woman or a person that is looking for attention, that's what they do. So now it's like, okay, I have this kid, and once again, sometimes they look for, like I said, they look for the attention. And like I said, it could be vice versa also. You know, it goes both ways. They look for that attention from the father. They got it when she was pregnant. Then once the baby get here, it's like, all right, now you got to give that kid the attention. And it's sad to say this, but I don't. To me, it's just like, how is it that you're jealous of your own kid?
Exactly.
How you jealous of your own kid?
Yeah. Before we go to the caller, once again, what up, y'all? This is the menu. Called guest calling number 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. We are talking about mothers who don't want to let fathers be fathers to their children. Caller, what up?
Brother B, you're my father. Where are you, brother?
Oh, God.
You're my father.
That way.
Everyone.
Again, Brother B.
Everyone. It is the King of Kings.
Oh, my God. This is nutball.
Vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom. Hot Rod. Welcome,
hey.
Sir.
Welcome. I got 5 minutes because I just came from work, and, you know, I got to do my daddy duties before I get in trouble again.
Yeah.
I'm always in trouble.
I'm always in trouble no matter what. She's looking out the window like, what the hell is this guy? I know he's up to no good. He might be at the bar again.
Always in trouble. I can't with you.
I'm coming from work. I'm coming from working for the white man. Right, Enigma? Brother B's at Enigma now. Go figure.
Yeah. That's what they call him. That's the lady said. She said, "Oh, negro." I said, "Oh, wow."
Hey, negro.
I said, "Wow." Thank you.
Oh God. I can't.
But I want to tell this quick story.
Trump spreading it to everybody.
I know, right?
So I just want to tell this quick story before I go upstairs. I know I agree with everything what everybody's saying, and it's funny how a woman will keep a child away from a father. Like, for me personally, I don't know the history of my parents. I always tell people I'm very fortunate to have two mothers and two fathers in my life. Of course, my parents broke up for whatever reason back in the 1970s, whatever. And my mother kept me away from my father for like over 12, 13 years. Basically, last time I saw my father when I was 5. So I don't know what the hell is going on.
Wow.
I saw my stepfather, and I consider him as my father because, you know, they don't. Parents back then don't tell you anything.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't know what's going on.
Yeah, back then
they
kept
quiet.
Yeah, they
kept
quiet, yeah.
So I don't know a thing about it, except for that my father was a bad man, whatever. I don't know. To this day, I don't know what happened to my parents, and like Big Red would say, I don't care. You know, what's done is done. That was the past. But my father came back when I was like 17, and to this day, he's like the biggest mentor in my life. So whatever my father did between my parents, that's between them.
Right.
My mother hired me from my father for all these years until he bumped into somebody. And you know, West Indian people, they exchange numbers down the road. You know, write a name and number on the paper and it passes to everybody. down to a telephone book. Until like, this is your number. Or, this is your father. Give him a call. I call my father. I'm nervous and scared as hell. But I haven't seen my father in all these years. I don't know what to say.
Right.
But my father and my mother told me, go ask your father for money. He never gave me money. So I'm doing what I'm told. Because I don't know what's going on. I'm 17. I ask my father for money, and I tell these people this story every time. He did the best thing that ever changed my life. asking for money, he gave me a job application.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
He told me, you want something, you have to go get it. And ever
well,
since then,
he gave you something.
No, I learned how to become a man.
Right.
To take responsibility, you know. So, you know, people today spoil their kids, you know, they'll spend the millennial. Oh, if they want something, we go get it.
Right.
And
or they
they
do it to try to compensate. Like, you know, you have some of those, like, they'll try to do it to compensate for when they were, I'm going to go buy you a bike and this and that and that. And that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just need to just say something to let this child know that, you know what, even though I wasn't around or whatever happened between me and your mom or whatever, but I still was thinking about you. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Even
exactly.
though, you know.
Oh, no. My father's very proud of me. He loved me. He told everybody about me. And like I said, we become like best friends, but he's still my father, but he's like
right.
a mentor to me.
Right.
And people, and I'm asking myself, what happened to me? What happened to us all these years?
Right.
What happened in the past happened in the past. And because of that lesson, I made sure I take care of my kids and be there for my kids right now.
Right. Yep.
And let them
exactly.
know I'm around. So that's
exactly.
a lesson I learned. So everything happened to me and baby mama, at least everybody know that I love my kids, no matter
right.
what.
Yep.
And she trying
true.
To keep her. And I pray to God that she don't keep them away from me, but it will be very hard because you need that money, right?
So you need that money, right?
Yeah, okay, you need that child support, right?
Oh, God.
Sometimes in the grand scheme of things, like I said, that whole deadbeat thing, it's not just about the money. You know, it's about, it's also the emotional support. It's also the, you know, just being there.
Right.
Whether it's
just
like tying
there.
A shoe. Yeah, just tying the shoe, a little bit of conversation here and there. Like, you know, it's just about being
coming
there.
Up to open
the
school,
whole thing
getting a report card. Like, you
exactly.
know, just a phone, you know, just a phone call. Hey, how you doing? And every, you know, even if you ain't spoke to them in a couple months, a text, you know, like I said, with technology that we have now, it's no reason why, unless the child is a certain age and you know how that goes with the parent blocking them and all the other stuff. But if most of these kids, by the time they're 5 and 6 years old, they have their own cell phone.
Trust me, my kids don't
exactly.
have to work their cell phone
right.
right now.
So it should be no reason why that, you know, a parent, and once again, guess what? Guess what the good old-fashioned thing that still works? Pen to paper.
But you know
a
what?
Letter.
But see, you know what? We live in a society now where it's okay. They condone the breakdown of the family structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like they condone
yeah.
a broken home. Like if you have if the man is not there, the city will give you money, give you a cheap apartment, will give you this
mm-hmm.
and give you that just because.
Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm happy you brought that quote up, Brother B, because my son's school, because he's in daycare. And they praise my son, like, your son is very friendly and nice. He's a kid. But, like, you see so many kids that when he pick up the bad behavior, the teacher will tell me it's because it's from the other kids, but you could tell they come from broken homes. No matter what the parents
exactly.
are going through,
mm-hmm.
it's reflecting on the kid. Like, everybody praises
yeah.
my son. Like, he's such a happy kid. And he is, you know.
Right.
Despite how miserable I am, but still, I make sure my kids are happy.
He's going to say how bad he is. Yo, I can't.
Hey. I speak the absolute truth, but let me go inside now. Well, keep up the good work. I'll still listen to your show.
Okay.
All right, Monday night, 10:30, absolute truth. All right, brother.
Thanks.
All right,
brother.
All
right, guys.
Later.
Take care.
All right. Later.
Well, yeah, it's just like,
yeah,
you know, just like you said, it's like they trying to break down. They try everything possible to just break down the family, especially with our people. They especially try to do that.
Of course, because like I said, I have an issue, or always will have an issue with people who seem to think they're supposed to get something, you know, for nothing. And they're these individuals that feel like, well, listen, you're going to give me this just because we had a kid together. Notice the word, you know, or because I carried your baby. Is it just my baby? Because if it's my baby, then give me my baby.
Right, exactly.
But it's not. It's our kid.
Our child, right.
So, yeah, exactly. So you have, you have some people who just, some women who just take it a little too far and they're scorned because either A, now you got some dudes out there that do dumb stuff and they screw up the situation. You know what I'm saying? But like Hot Rod said, that's between the two parents. That has nothing to do with the child.
Right.
Whatever goes on between you and I is between you and I. And that's that. But the child needs to be, you know, needs to stay out of it. But see, you have some people that use the children to try to capitalize off the situation, whether it's emotionally or financially. And it's just sad.
Right.
And I don't ever think there's going to be any type of, like, solution to it until people start realizing it's not about you.
Right.
It's about the kid.
Exactly.
And that's the thing. And my kid's mother, I don't think she ever really got it. But my daughter's at a certain age right now where it doesn't even matter anymore.
Right.
Whether you get it or not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She's going to see dad. Dad's here. Dad ain't never went anywhere. You can call me as much deadbeats as you want to.
Right.
I don't care what anybody else is thinking. But you know what? What that little girl think of me is everything.
Right. Right. And that's the thing. And the thing is, we're parents, and we're not perfect. And I tell my children, and I tell anybody that, like, we're human. Like, people put parents, excuse me, on this, which you're supposed to put them on a pedestal. And I get that. That's fine. But we're also human beings. Like I tell my sons all the time, I was a woman before I was your mom. Okay, I'm still a woman. I'm still a woman, even though I'm mom, because that's what you know. But I'm still a woman, and I'm gonna make mistakes. I'm gonna do things just like your dad is your dad, but he's still human. He's still gonna make mistakes and do certain things. But once again, just like you said, I'm gonna let you see certain things for yourself, and when you come and tell me, then I can explain to you X, Y, and Z of why things didn't work out between us or whatever. But that's when you're mature enough to know those things. But you have some women that will, like I said, they talk about the other parent, whether it's, like I said, either or, but, you know, right now we're talking about the women, you know, keeping the child away. Women, they will put all their tell all their problems to the child, and it's like, that's not what you're supposed to do. Call a girlfriend up.
Yeah.
All right, call one of your girls and you tell them about blah blah blah, this, that, and the other, or you know, whatever. Because I'm gonna tell you like this: not even a man, not even if she has another man, he doesn't even want to hear that. He doesn't even want to hear that. But see, we have a different generation going on, because as for like the situation with my son and his baby mother, my thing is this. Now, she has another child. She got into another relationship and has another child with another guy. So now it's, my granddaughter and her other child. But to me as a man, if I was a man, and this is how I'm thinking, to me as a man, knowing that this little girl is not my daughter, and you're keeping her away from her dad. Now, I don't know what kind of BS she fed that dude, but that would make me start thinking. Like, you keeping her away from her dad. I'm not her father. We're not going to pretend. Like, unless he's on that type of stuff, we could pretend. No, Negro, these kids are not going to stay little like this. And that child is going to start asking questions, because the first thing she's going to say is, he doesn't look like me, and I don't look like him. I look like my mom, but I don't look like him. You understand what I'm saying? And kids, like
it's
I said, the
baby,
sad thing
daddy,
is children,
baby.
Right, the children are not stupid. And it's sad that the parent is not even thinking like that. And like I said, him as the man, like I said, I would be kind of be like, you're not letting her see her dad, but why? It can't be all
right.
Him. And I'm sure if he's dealing with I'm sure he's saying this, it can't be all the dude because.
Exactly.
Okay.
Somebody else has to be at fault. There has to be, you know.
Right.
The accountability on both parts, you know,
right,
not
absolutely.
Just one.
So it's like, what kind of, like, what kind of, like, what is he thinking as a man? And my thing is, as him being your man, but I mean, I guess because it's the age, I think maybe if you know, they were a little older, maybe it'd be different. But I guess because of the age, he's just like, listen, ain't my problem. I'm just not gonna deal with it. Or yes, I'm gonna do everything she says. You know, you have some sucker dudes that be like, okay, baby. Okay, baby, I'll do it. So, I don't know. I just don't get it, because this doesn't make, and you know, I can't fathom. And like I said, I've been in that situation. Like I said, I just never seen the purpose of not letting the child or letting my son see his dad, even though me and him don't click.
Well, you know, all right, because you're not bitter.
I guess you could say I ain't bitter.
And there's some individuals that want the other person to be miserable just as they are miserable within themselves. So they figure the best thing they can do is inflict pain and misery is you can't see your kid.
Right.
And, you know, and then, but there are also situations where, you know, you have some people that you just can't deal with in a relationship. And you start to realize, like, yo, this is not the place for me to be. You know, because even though some dudes out there, they come sideways, there's some women that come sideways too. And some dudes is like, yo, listen, before this gets crazy, I got to go.
Right.
You know, I gotta walk away.
Right.
Now, I would never condone anyone just completely walking away from their kid, because the kid has nothing to do with it. But to actually, you know, have to take a step back just to avoid confrontation or a situation, like, that's, I mean, no one ever wants to do that, but that hurts. Because that's a decision that you have to make in order for basically you to save yourself.
Right.
Like, one thing I learned when I was going to court, I had to go to trial for custody. So one thing I was told by my lawyer is, like, you have to take care of yourself no matter what, because if you don't take care of you'll be useless. Like, your daughter needs you.
Right.
And if you don't take care of you, you're not taking care of her. Like, don't think about it as, you know, she just keeps getting the money and she's going to be taken care of. It's more than that. Because, see, the whole thing is, when two people make a kid, it's never the goal of one person raising them.
Mm-hmm.
You went in this together, so you're going to rock it out together. But somewhere along the line, you know, the lines get blurred, things go wrong, you know, stuff comes up, things happen. Okay, no problem. Eat it, swallow it, and deal with it. But at the same time, don't forget, there's a kid involved. I mean, look, back in the days when we were coming up, listen, I'm sure our fathers weren't saints.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure our mothers weren't saints. But you know what? One thing I have to say, they had the tenacity and the gall to stay together. They rode it out for as long as they could to make sure that we saw certain things, to make sure that we didn't come from a single parent home.
Right.
Like they, you know what I'm saying? Like, they toughed it, and I guess it got to a point when you got old enough, they was like, all right, I ain't doing this no more.
Right. Yeah. I got to go. Yeah.
Yeah. Some, but you know what? And some may see that as crazy, but I see it as commendable, because you know what, as a parent, you make sacrifices. And that's what it's all about. Nowadays, you have a lot of people that are so selfish and so self-absorbed, they're not willing to make the sacrifice for their children. Their whole attitude is, we brought them into the world, that's good enough. No.
Right, yeah.
They didn't ask to be here, and they didn't ask to just live with mom or just live with dad. They're expecting to deal with the situation, which is them coming into the world, seeing both of y'all.
Right.
But like I said, I mean, it's a totally different thing from then to now. You know, now, I mean, listen, you got women that's 2-3 months pregnant, men walking away.
Yeah.
Or they just saying, oh, I can't do it. Like, my thing is this. If you guys can't be in a relationship together, what's the purpose of having a kid?
Well,
you know what I'm saying? You need to think about that.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They don't. That's the thing. And especially, just like you said, especially like really nowadays. Not saying it didn't happen years ago, but it's more. You see a lot of that happening now, because a lot of times these women they get pregnant because they're either trying to keep the man, or they trying to change him somehow, or because the other baby mama's pregnant against her children. So
yeah,
she
exactly.
Got to give you
it's a
competition, and that's the sad thing about it, because I've seen that also, where I've seen women, they know that the man has another child somewhere, so now you gonna go get pregnant just to try and be in competition with this chick back and forth. And like I said, there's a lot of these young people. Like my son has two friends. The girls are not friends, but he knows both the girls. And they got pregnant from one of my son's friends twice, both of the girls, twice.
Wow.
Okay, and it's just like, are you serious? You know this dude, and mind you, I think the dude has probably got 2-3 other kids someplace in another country somewhere, but it's like, really, are you kidding me? I'm serious. The kid is from Colombia or something like that, Colombia, Mexico, Honduras, somebody. But it's like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, you can't be. And then when my son is explaining to me, I'm like, listen, there's no excuse for that. When she found the other girl was pregnant and she just went on ahead and got pregnant, okay, that's the first time, okay, I can see that. But then you do it again. He gets the same girl pregnant again and then gets the same girl pregnant. No. Because at this point, you know the girl. The girl knows you. Y'all know each other. But guess what? Guess what? In the midst of all of this, guess what? This young man gets to see his children. See, now that's the type of dude that I wouldn't let see my kid. And I'm saying that out of all honesty. A dude like that, I would not let see my child. Because you know what? I don't know what you got, because guess what? If you're doing her and doing me at the same time, imagine what, I don't know, listen. See, a dude like that wouldn't see my kid like that. You understand what I'm saying? But then you got ones out there that got one kid, he trying to do the right thing, and no. And you dogging him out, or not letting him see his kid at all. Like, what kind of bull crap is that?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't condone, but it ain't about me. But my whole thing is, like, going around Johnny Appleseed. Like,
right.
Going around making kids here, making kids there, making more kids that you can even take care of.
Exactly.
And it's like, what's the purpose of that? Like, I understand what it says in the Bible, be fruitful and multiply, but damn, if you can't keep up with your garden, I don't know what to tell you.
No, be fruitful and multiply if you a certain age, and if you with the same person. But not be fruitful and multiply and you ain't nothing but a little young punk. Because guess what? This kid is not even 20 years old yet and got four, five, maybe six kids already.
That's so much for home training.
Yeah, but guess what? The mother co-signs on it, so guess what? And that's why I told my son, I said, you know why he don't see nothing wrong with what he's doing? Because nobody is calling him out on it, including his own parent.
Well, of course, that's definite. Like, his listen, it couldn't be my son, because I'd have to whip his ass.
Absolutely.
I'd have to whip his ass. But at the same time, with the daughter, the girls.
Exactly.
Now, what the hell is going on? What's going on? Like, you know you guys are sleeping with the same dude, and you're willing to have it. Like, what kind of game is this?
That's another subject we can get into. That's another show, because that's what I'm saying. But you know, that's my thing. It's just like you have to take, as the male, take responsibility for your actions, and as the female, then you wonder, I'm not trying to say that this is the case all the time, but then you wonder why some of these females are keeping you away from your kid, because look at the, why would you want to have your child in that type of, now that's a different, why would you want to keep your child, get your child in that nonsense? That's nonsense right there. And I think that will mentally mess up the child more than the child not being around you, or being around you, or whatever.
This is true.
But yeah, but it's just yeah.
Yeah, I don't quite understand it. It's not something that I'm even trying to understand. All I can say is that society-wise. I mean, we can't change society. We can only be responsible for the changes that we make, you know, on the individual level. But somewhere along the line, like, good parenting, like, has to come back. Like, you know, just basic parenting. Or forget good parenting. Let's just say basic parenting has to come back. You know what I'm saying? Where these kids are not out here running wild and doing all they're doing, but at the same time, some of this is learned behavior because they see their parents,
right,
or they see their mom, or they see their dad acting like this, so they feel like it's okay, and they turn around and they do the same thing, and they think it's cool, but it's not, and no one really ever pulls them to the side and breaks it down to them, because nobody ever pulls the adults, like, nobody ever pulled them to the side.
Nope.
So as they grew up and became adults, doing the same thing that they saw. It's a cycle.
Right. They think it's normal.
Yeah.
That's what it is. They think this behavior is normal. They think it's normal. They think this is normal. They think this, this is what I'm supposed to do as a parent. I'm supposed, or because I'm having an issue with this problem, I'm supposed to keep the child away from, way too, you know, I'm keeping myself away, but the child, no, that's not how that goes. That's not how that goes at all.
Because my whole thing, what's the benefit? The benefit is, once again, it's only personal. Because you get to say, yeah, that MF ain't seen his kid. Yeah, I got the upper hand. This, that, and the third. Meanwhile, you talk about you got the upper hand. But yet, when that little girl is looking for the father figure,
mm-hmm.
See, one thing I was never feeling is for my kid's mom, when she tried to do it, to throw some other dude in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
But my daughter made it clear. She said, I already have a daddy.
That's right.
And I said, yeah, that's my girl.
Yep, that's,
you know what,
right,
I'm saying? But
see,
there's some situations.
Mm-hmm.
There's some situations where it don't even go down like that.
Nope.
You got little kids out here thinking, you know what I'm saying, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is their daddy because the mother's putting different people in front of them. And it's not to say that she's sleeping with them, but it's like, yo, you put all these different male people around except for the father.
Right.
You put your brothers around, you put your friends around, you put your friends' friends around, but the father, like, no. Everybody else can have access to your kid but the father, which
is
ridiculous.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Absolutely.
That makes no sense to me at all. And if you, there's no logical explanation for you being that bitter, where you just really have to exclude someone from the rearing of this child. You laid down and you made them together.
Right. You wasn't
Everything was all good 9 months ago. Yeah, exactly. But now it's a problem.
Right.
And like I said, once again, The state and the city, they benefit off of this stuff.
Yeah.
They all benefit off of this. So when you don't have a man in the house, or the baby daddy ain't there, or the father ain't there, somebody ain't there, they say, oh, yeah, come. It's like society. It's like you're having the system raise our kids, and you're having the system take care of, you know what I'm saying, our women, instead of these dudes who need to step their asses up, pull your pants up, stop with these tight ass nut hugging jeans, and yo, be men. Stop fronting.
Right.
Instead of letting the system take care of our women, why don't you step up and take care?
Right.
Do your job. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. Do your part. Do what you're supposed to do. Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Be about it, yep.
Because you can't just, because you know what I'm saying, you can't just put it all on the woman. Even though the topic is about why some women, you know what I'm saying, but still and all,
mm-hmm.
that's another reason why some women do it. Because, yo, some women turn around, have a kid with somebody, and then realize, oh, this is a lame-ass dude.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, man, what am
yeah,
I going
to
do?
Like they're supposed to, and that's also, yeah, that was what makes the problem, because the men are not stepping up. They're not, just like you said, they're not stepping up and doing their part, so some of these women feel, why should I let you around my child? What am I letting you around my child for, and you're not even doing what you're supposed to do?
Exactly.
And once again, just like you said, it doesn't have to always be, you know, a monetary thing. I mean, that's definitely part of it. Okay, well, that, you know what I think it is? I think, you know, and just like you said, you know what I think it is because of that? I mean, the thing is, it's just like that's a big part of it, the monetary. And that's what, if you notice, that's what breaks down everything in life now, including marriage, relationships, friendships, you know, everything. It's money. And unfortunately, that's, you know, people focus on that, and I think that's what breaks down that, even that relationship between, you know, parent, you know, the parent and the child, or the mother and the father and the child. It's the money thing. Because, you know, some men feel, okay, if that child's living with you the majority of the time, what do I have to take care of them for? And I'm just, and once again, I've experienced that, where my own son's father felt that because my son is with me the majority of the time, why does he have to put money towards this? I'm like, wait a minute. But then when something goes down, then you want to get, oh, my son. Oh, now he's your son. But when I'm asking you for money for Pampers, or I'm asking you for money because he has to go on a school trip, or he needs lunch money, or he needs, you know, school supplies, then it's, you take care of that. No, that's not how they go. This is an equal thing. This is a business. Basically, it's like a business relationship. This is business.
This
but then some
true.
Of them put their personal feelings to it because they feel, oh, well, she got the money, or she got this type of job. You know, even, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me. Whether I got a job or not, your child still has to be taken care of. And then just like you said, then you wonder why the government gets involved. It's sad. It's sad. It doesn't make any sense. And then you wonder why they get involved. And then you wonder why some women, you know, and once again, this is why some women may say, you know, listen, why am I going to you know, let you see your kid if you're not doing your part?
Well, yeah, well, you know, that's always going to be the big question mark. Why I can't, you know, like, I mean, what I learned, but it doesn't always have to hold true. If you're paying child support, you're supposed to be allowed to see your kid, but not every judge or not everyone is, you know, when you go to court, they're in favor of that. You know, it's like they'll go to court and, you know, oh, well, you can do supervised visitations. Well, I should have supervised visitations. I'm not a violent person, but
right.
Even if whether you're violent or not, you know, it's to the discretion of the court. And see, that's my problem. It's not between you and the father anymore. It's with the court. And then, you know, you do have people who sit up there and amp it up, and they're like, oh, well, yeah, you should do this, and yeah, you should do that, and you shouldn't let him see, and just like, come on.
Yep,
there's always somebody saying something. Yeah, there's always somebody trying to co-sign it that's not in that situation.
Yep, exactly.
And then some people actually give this type of advice, and they wouldn't even do it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
They wouldn't even take their own advice. So who are you to give advice that you wouldn't even take?
And that's the sad part about it, because that's how a lot of women get themselves messed up, because you listen to people, like you say, you listen to people that wouldn't even do, they not in the situation, or they don't even have, how about this, they don't even have any kids. So how are you listening to somebody that don't even
exactly.
have a kid?
Exactly.
Okay, they only going by what whatever somebody may have told them or somebody else, but they can't tell you anything personal because they do not have a kid themselves to even say anything. But that's how a lot of women get themselves messed up, you know, in terms of that and even just regular regular relationships. This is why a lot of them get messed up.
Well,
so they're busy listening to, oh, my girl said this and my girl said that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so where your girl at? Oh, your girl at home with her man? Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Where you at? Oh, you mad because you home with the kids? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Exactly.
No problem.
That's good to get if you're going to get a little, you know, insight on things, but you just do what you need. You do what you know is better, or just get somebody that's going to tell you some facts, not somebody amping something up and then, you know. Don't make no sense.
I mean, like I said, this is what it boils down to. And this is what it is. These are some of the things that they are. I mean, sometimes you just have some people who just.
They weren't raised properly.
They weren't raised properly, but at the same time, you can't say, and I don't care who you are. I don't care what you're thinking. Like I said, Brother B don't care. I don't care. You can't say you're not hurting your kid if you're trying to spite the father for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
You can't say that the child's not going to be hurt. Listen, like I said, and like you said earlier, unless it's a situation
mm-hmm.
where the father is abusive and, you know, he's, you know, it's just like a bad situation overall.
Right.
Like, certain things, that's different. But we cannot sit back and say that, you know, it's okay that you can't see your kid because of
your anger.
I just don't like you.
Right.
I like you anymore. I don't want to see you. I don't want you around, and you're not going to see your kid. Like,
but you know, sometimes it's not with some women. It's not even just the fact that I don't like. Sometimes it's the fact that maybe the guy has moved on, and they don't appreciate that. And it's like, oh, how you move on, and I have your child. Yeah, you're right. If y'all not getting along, that's what he's supposed to do, and vice versa. That's what he's supposed to do.
Or
but some
women feel it's okay for them to move on.
Right.
They can move on.
Right.
But
right, exactly. But see, that's my point. How can you get angry with somebody because he moved on or he went? My thing is, you know, or he had another kid with somebody or he got married. Y'all had a kid together, it just didn't work out. Okay, it didn't work out between us. Okay, so he moved on. He went and got himself, you know, somebody else he was seeing or whatever. And then, okay, things worked out for them. He got dad another kid. They got married. You know, things worked out for them. So now you're going to keep his
child.
Oh,
I don't want her around my kid. I don't want her around my
then
baby.
Then I don't want him
around.
I don't want him bringing her around. So then what does – okay, so how do you expect this man to – okay, so then that's where we go back to the so-called deadbeat thing. So now how is he going to take care of his kid? He got to come get her. He got to come see. You're not going to let – but then you want to try – oh, well, you could come to my house. No, I'm not – as a man – no, I'm not coming to your house. But see, once again, here we go. These days, see, some men fall into that trap.
Oh, yeah.
And see, that's where the conflict come in with the new wife, girlfriend, or whoever it is, a baby mama, and the old baby mama.
Yep.
And the thing is, you can't play both the field. Once again, this is where it's going back to men need to take responsibility. Also, you can't play both the fields like that. Don't do that. And then as the woman, she should, like, that's not, no.
Well,
by this time, it's too late.
You would think women, but some of them don't because it really boils down to overall what they want and how, you know, how they want it.
Right.
That's all. That's what it boils down to.
Right.
It's about me, and that's that. That's why I said it's you can't be selfish.
Like, no. When you got a kid, you can't be like that.
No.
You can't. But
see, they were selfish from the beginning. They were selfish. They were a selfish person before they had that child. And I don't think a person that's selfish like that should have a kid. I don't think you should have a kid if you're selfish like that. That's just my opinion. I'm sorry to say it like that, but I think if you're a selfish person, you shouldn't have children. You shouldn't have any children.
Because you're not willing to make that sacrifice.
Right. And once you have children, it's a lot of things you have to give up, and it's a lot. Like, when I say a lot, I mean a lot with a big ass A on the front of it. A lot of things you have to give up. Okay?
Yeah. You basically give up a large part of you.
Right. And especially
wanted to do, all that you need to do sometimes to become who you need to be to raise that kid. You're a parent.
Right. You have to give up a lot of things. And guess what? If you're not willing to give up a lifestyle, if you're not willing to give up your own sanity sometimes, or your looks or whatever, if you're not willing to give those things up, then why have children? Once again, we're not all celebrities. We can't, you know, we're not celebrities. We can't have, you know, as speaking as a woman, we can't have babies and then snap back in 2 weeks, because that's not going to happen. I've heard, and I hear a lot of young women saying stuff like that. Like, you know, us at the older school heads, listen, we done had our kids. Whatever we do from this point on, like, listen, we over 40. Whatever we do from this point, we do. But I hear a lot of young women, they start with that, I got to get my belly down in 2 weeks. Oh, I just had this baby, and I got to look up. Listen, you just had, just like you said, you just had a baby. Where do you think you're going to snap back in 2 weeks? That ain't going to happen. That happens to celebrities, because guess what? They have trainers. They have people to help them with that. You ain't got that type of money.
They got 20-minute abs. 20-minute abs.
Okay. Or they better get the ab. What's that thing? The ab roll or something?
Yeah. You get something.
Remember Suzanne Summers, that thing?
Yeah. I remember all that. Yeah.
So it's like,
that's how some weird stuff.
Right. You stupid. But they, you know, you give up, you give up, you sacrifice a lot of yourself. And like I said, even your sanity. And once again, okay. All right.
Well, see, you know what? I think that's where some women, and, you know, like I said, I gotta put it out there. That's where some women start to, because, all right, we all know it's an emotional roller coaster. Like, I'm not a woman, so I just went off of what I've seen.
I'm not a woman.
Stories that I heard, books that I read. You got firsthand experience twice. It's a 9 months. It's an emotional roller coaster.
Right.
And I'm not going to lie. At the end of 9 months or somewhere down the road, I turn around and find out, like, oh, what? Wait. You trying to ditch me, son? Like, oh, you cheating on me? Like, you know what I'm saying? Listen, I'm going to want blood, too.
Right.
I'm going to want to treat you like shit, too. Like, no, you can't see. I mean, yo, listen. No, you can see him once a week. Put a picture over the crib. How about that? I mean, listen. Yo, I'm just being real. I'm just being real. Like I said, I ain't never been no woman. Never claimed to be a woman.
Oh,
I'm just saying. Oh, I'm not. Listen, I got to look. I got to call a spade a spade. And when some of these dudes is out there doing the dirt that they doing, and these women, especially doing dirt while your woman is pregnant. Come on, man. But then you have kids together. Talk about building this, you talk about doing this, and then turn around. Wait a minute. It's like, oh, yeah, nah, you ain't seeing Johnny today. Nah, you ain't seeing Shaheen. No, you ain't seeing, no, sorry.
Right.
Sorry. Get a picture. Get a Kodak. It'll last longer. No, it's all
right. Right, let's take a picture.
Yeah, take a picture. It'll last longer. You better.
Draw.
Good. I see you in court. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of dudes, see, a lot of dudes don't think about that. And once again, that's, you have to make yourself like, dude, control yourself.
Yep, exactly.
Like, chill out.
Exactly. Control yourself.
Yeah. It's not like, it's not that serious. That ain't the first piece of snatch, and it won't be the last.
Sure ain't.
Chill
sure.
out.
Snatch is everywhere.
But you know, some people
like
just,
they say Uber everywhere, snatch is everywhere.
Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't even see why you acting like that. Like, I mean, come on, man, really?
But
All right, listen, enough of that topic. We got to kind of step on something else. All right, I need to address something. Now, like I said, you know, I want to thank everybody for kind of bearing with me tonight. Like I said, I had to, you know, handle some business in terms of work, whatever. So doing the show on the move. Thank you, you know, Big Red.
Once again, you're welcome.
Bam for holding it down. But, all right, earlier today, well, you know, about an hour or so ago, somebody, a person of Hispanic descent, felt the need to call me a Negro. I guess in their language, all I heard was Negro. Now, see, I went to school when they were teaching the Spanish, like Negro in Spanish means black. And
right.
Like, they used to put it, remember the crayon?
Yeah,
and they had it in Spanish and had Negro. So I don't know if that was supposed to be derogatory or she was just trying to describe something. But, yo, listen, let me put something out there, people. Let me put something out there, party people. Real talk, yo, you ain't no better than thou. I don't know who the hell, like, you know what? Some of you assholes, and yeah, I just said it. Some of you assholes need to stop with this color crap. Listen, you can go around blaming whoever, however, for your screwed up day, for your screwed up life, for your screwed up existence. I really don't care. What you eat don't make me shit.
Mm-hmm.
If your life is messed up, that's
don't
your
blame
problem.
Me.
If your day is messed up, that's your problem. Listen. Yo, go meditate. Go get a pet. Go slap yourself.
Take a half meeting.
Yeah. Get you a cat. Get you a cat and teach you to attack. I don't care what you do. But, yo, real talk, like, people really need to stop with the color thing. Because you know what? In the grand scheme of things, what does it really mean? You want a stereotype? It's like everybody's an asshole, one way or another.
But when she said it, did it sound like she said it derogatory?
They got out of the car. They was angry because I was trying to park, and the lady was standing in the street. And then I was like, man, because you like get out the street, and they just hey, we're all in the neighborhood. And I was like, oh,
what?
She said like what?
Oh,
so
wow.
You know what that sounds like.
That sounded, yeah, somebody done taught them. I'm not taught them, but somebody said, yeah, let's call him that and see what he does.
Well, this is an older lady. She's like in her 60s.
She's
so
probably
like,
one of them old. She sounded like one of them older Mexicans, like them older Mexicans. Hey, bro.
Yeah, listen, I don't care what she was. No, listen, you ain't, what does my color have to do with the fact that you in the middle of the street and I need to park? Shut up.
Because at the end of the day, you know what it is? Like I said, you know what it is? It's just sad. Just like you said, we need to stop with the color thing. The sad thing about it, it's just like this. I'm gonna say, and I'm gonna put it out there. That's just like when a person gets mad with me, or a person may get mad with me. The first thing they'll say is, you know, some people say, "Oh, that fat person being
oh,
or
yeah,
whatever
yeah,
it is."
Yeah. They gotta
I'm
going to
say the first thing that something derogatory to make you feel bad about yourself or make you angry.
I don't feel bad about being black, and if I'm overweight,
but see,
either love me or leave me alone.
But no, but see, once again, like we always talk about, remember when people in other countries when they come here, we're like the bottom of the barrel.
This is true.
Even though they come from a country where they're the bottom of the barrel, but we like we're the heel of the soul, like they're the heel of the soul, and we're like the soul shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
yeah.
Like
the
if I call him or her a Negro, huh?
Yeah, we like the gum in the crevice of the shoe.
Right. Yeah. It's like so like I said, if it's like oh well that's what they call each other, and they call everybody the same thing. How they think. Oh, they call each other that, so I'm going to call him that, too, because you know what? That's what they call each other. Oh, that's what you call them to make them mad.
And my thing is, what a lot of people don't understand is when they come over to this country, you a Negro too.
Exactly.
No matter where you think you come from or what your national, if you ain't white, you a Negro too.
That's right, absolutely.
So don't talk that junk. Don't talk that junk. Like I said, people really need to stop with this color thing, because if you want to say what, I just because I wanted to park and I honked my horn and I said something, dude, lady, you're in the street. You see this truck in the street trying to turn. Like, why are you just standing there like it's okay? It's not okay. Use your common sense, because if, God forbid, if I wasn't paying attention and I
would hit him,
I would have been so wrong. And then everybody would have been coming out of the woodwork,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I would have been every other Negro and all other colors of the spectrum. You know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, my color ain't got nothing to do with the fact that I needed to park my car. And who she was, and I just said that she was Spanish because, like I said, she said it in her language. But my thing is, one thing don't have nothing to do with the other, because you can be an asshole of any shade,
right,
standing in the middle of the street. No matter to me. But people like the stereotype, and that stereotype right there is the thing that will continue to keep us divided and keep us screwed up.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
There was no reason to in 2017, still talking about color, still mad about black, still mad about this, still mad about white. Listen, shut up. Just shut up. Pull your drawers up and do what you have to do. Take care of your family, stay focused, get on your grind. Stop worrying about the white man doing, stop worrying about what the black man doing or the black man ain't doing or the black woman ain't doing. Handle your business. Stay focused on you and mind your goddamn business. That's my attitude on it. Sorry, I just had to kind of get that off.
Listen, as long as you...
I know I'm a black man, but you didn't have to call me a Negro.
A Negro?
Yeah. You don't have to say it like that. So I'm like, I just wanted to park the damn car, man. Uh-huh. Like, really? I'm a little offended.
You sound so offended.
I was a little offended, man. Like, I even called the Negro in a long time.
I ain't been called a Negro in a long time.
Yeah. And you know, she meant it how she meant it, because when she said it, and you heard the "Rrr, rrr," I was like, oh, God.
She was rolling out.
She rolled that. I feel scarred. Like, I'm going to have to go home and have a drink. Yeah, I'm going to have to go home and have a drink. Check my work performance.
I feel a way.
But well, like I said, 2017, even with this clown in office, everybody just needs to stop.
As long as he's there, it's not going to stop, because you know what? He already threw that snowball down that hill, and now that snowball done turned into frost. Okay, or avalanche or something. He threw that snowball. It was small when he threw it, and by the time it got to election time and all that stuff, that it was an avalanche.
Well, all right, and you know what? There's a lot of people mad at him right now, no doubt. I mean, even he's pissing off the gays and the lesbians. And you know what? My thing is this. Why y'all worried about him? Why is everybody worried about, you know what? One thing I haven't heard in a long time, but I thought about it the other day. What did our parents used to tell us? Sticks and stones may break our bones, but
names
words will never hurt you.
That's right.
Exactly. Names never hurt. So my whole thing is like, listen, why are we so focused on the words sometimes?
Like sometimes we just gotta kind of let that go, man, because that it becomes very destructive.
Like, right.
I don't care if you gay, lesbian. I don't care if you got one leg, three legs. I don't care. I treat you how you treat me.
That's right.
Simple and plain. I don't care if you eat a pork chop and with applesauce on. I don't care. Like, you know what I'm saying? You do you. You listen, you do you. That's all.
Right.
That's how I see it. You do you.
You do but you and everybody, and you do everybody else that you want to do.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. As long as you don't get on my nerves, hey, listen, we good.
That's right.
We good. No,
don't get on my nerves.
Yeah. But you know what? Once again, everybody's so focused on the rhetoric. Everybody's so focused on the propaganda. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, yo, when is it ever going to stop? When is it ever, like,
never.
Really going to end? I know I'm probably asking rhetorical questions, but it's like, yo, when, like, this is why I do not read the newspaper, and I don't watch the news. Like, if I need to look at a story or something for the show, then I'll do it, or do some research. But, yo, I just can't, man. It's depressing.
Depressing.
It's depressing. Yo, news is depressing.
Make your blood pressure go up.
Yeah, it's just always so. It, not only that, anxiety, because you know what, the media is always putting something out there to make you feel afraid or make you feel a certain way, and then but they rarely put out positive stuff to just make you feel good.
No, that's not what it's about now. It's like I said, it's the fear of everything, and it's that fear. And like I said, now it's even worse. Because, like I said, you got 24-hour news channels, you got Facebook. It's like you can't escape it now. Because as soon as you go on Facebook, you're going to see it. As soon as you go on Instagram, you're going to see it. So they're going to be talking about it on Twitter. It's like you can't escape any of it. You can't escape it.
Yeah,
and that's the sad part. You can't escape. You can't. Because you're going to see it everywhere. You're going to turn on the TV, and it's going to be on every... Right? Now, mind you, we have mostly everybody has cable. So there's over 900 to 1,000 channels, and guess what? You're going to see it on the majority of them. So you can't escape none of this stuff. You don't even have to look at the actual news because it's going to be everywhere.
Facebook,
or you don't have
news.
To watch, look at the newspaper no more because I, for the life of me, I don't know. Well, I know people still read newspaper. I don't think anybody really messes with the paper because guess what? You get newspaper on your phone.
Well, listen. I don't mess with the news one of the because they don't put Calvin and Hobbes up there no more.
Calvin and Hobbes.
The comic strip, Calvin and Hobbes. They don't have Calvin and Hobbes. Even the comics are corny. Some of the comics are corny now.
Yeah, the comics used to have Heathcliff.
They used to have Calvin and Hobbes. Yeah. I'm like, yo, now all of a sudden, you know, they just got all this Cornwall stuff. I'm like, I can't roll with this. You want to read news?
What was his name? Oh, Haggard and Harbaugh. Oh, man. I used to love
those. They ain't got none of that, man.
No, they don't have any of that no more.
Bring back Calvin and Harbaugh.
Peanuts. And what was it? Oh, the Family Circus. I used to love reading the Family Circus.
Exactly. And it's like, yo, you know what? It's like they take it's like the fun is being taken out of life.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Everything is just like the concentration is so focused. Everything is like focused on being so miserable, and they're just taking the fun out of living. Like people step out the door and they're so worried about everything else except for living their life.
Just living, exactly. Instead of just living.
They're worried about racism. They're worried about sexism. They worry about taxation. They worried about this. They worried about that. They worried about paying their bills. They worry about making ends meet.
But they only incite that, and they mostly incite it in our people. They want us to have that fear. They want us to have that fear again, like we had 400 years ago, 500 years ago. So yeah, they want us to have that fear again. When you step out your door, you don't know if you're coming back home, and I mean that's always a risk with anybody. But they want to make it like, yeah, you go out that door, you know what? You might be sitting somewhere you ain't supposed to, you don't want to be.
This is true. Well, I mean, my thing is this. If you mad because we here, then get me a ticket. Send me a plane ticket back to Africa. I ain't never been there.
But you can send me a plane ticket, and I'll go. But matter of fact, send two, because I matter of fact, three, my lady, my daughter, and me. And matter of fact, four, because she got to take a mother. So you
That's
better
right.
send four plane. You got to send four plane tickets to, if you want me to get the hell up out of here. Like, come on. Really?
Listen, I told you, I'm waiting for them to have they recruit me for NASA. I don't know when they gonna hurry up so they can send us to them one of them seven planets they talk about they found. That's livable.
I thought the space program was shut down.
Listen. They gonna open it back up. Wait until they get up, they gonna need somebody to go on them seven planets. One of them seven planets.
Listen.
They said the planet is livable, man. Okay.
All right. Real talk. Before we go, we got like 5 minutes left. Yo, how the hell you? If you, how did you been there? Not you, but you been there.
They put you there. Yeah, I'm sure they have. I don't put nothing past them. I'm sure they have. That's why we had this big old, big damn ice storm because they upstairs scoping out the damn planet.
Yo, you're scaring me. I'm not talking to you anymore. You're scaring me. Like, what's the story got to do with a livable planet? I don't
they up there scoping out them God. Damn planets. That's what they... Oh, God.
Listen, everybody that's on internet radio land. Big Red might be on a little mental hiatus next week.
Listen, I might be on one of the planets. You never know. I'll let y'all know.
Yeah, please do. Send me a postcard.
Yep. I'm sending you a postcard from up there. Me and his damn cat going to be up there.
Oh, Lord, you taking a cat. You got to have somebody to yell at.
I'm gonna get a what's the name did on in that movie. I'm gonna get me a Wilson ball. I'm going to Modell's tomorrow. Get me a Wilson ball. I'm like, Wilson.
Yeah, he's gonna talk to his basketball Tom Hanks now. Okay.
I'm telling you.
Well, yo, that it's been a nice episode.
Yeah.
I hope you know, I guess we got some things off our chest, cleared a little bit of the air. But, you know, before we get off, man, like, I'm going to say something and then let you take it out, Big Red. But, yo, listen, remember, accountability. Parents, you got to have it, man. You know what I'm saying? From male to female, you got to do your part and let other people do their part, too. I'm saying, what you got to say, Red? What you got to say, Red?
You know, just like as you know, women just like stop like. Okay, I understand. Maybe your dad wasn't in your life. Maybe you seen certain things when you were growing up. But you know what? Break the cycle. Somebody has to break that cycle. And my thing is, part of that breaking the cycle, let your child have a relationship with their dad. I don't care what you don't like about him and you and him ain't getting along. That does not mean that the child is not going to get along with their dad. When they get older, then that's a whole different thing and that's on them. But right now, all that child, that little boy or that little girl see is my daddy. That's all they see. That's my dad. And every kid wants to say that's my dad. Everybody wants to say that. I don't care if he look like Ned DeWino. That's my dad.
Real talk.
That's my dad.
That's real talk. So on that note, Big Red, have a good night.
Yes, sir. You too.
I'm a holler. Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm about to go fix me a drink and turn my brain off. That's another episode of Menu in the Can. Thanks for everybody for listening and those
Thanks,
that
everyone.
Will listen. God bless. Be blessed. And
yeah, I can't believe that ice out there, people.
Oh, yeah, no ice capades. No. What was her name? Dorothy Hamilton? Dorothy Hamilton?
Christy Namaguchi?
Yeah, just be careful.
Don't be doing that.
Depending on if you're over 40, bones don't heal the same way.
Oh, no. Not at all.
All right, Red.
Okay, Brother B. Okay.
All right, y'all.
Y'all peoples later.
All right, later.
All right, later.